Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We know what they're saying. I have a timeline that we're going to go over on central bank digital currency and how it's been implemented and how it's come in, not even sneakily. They don't hide in the shadows anymore. They tell us exactly what they're going to do.
Exactly. That's what's so frustrating. If you study it, you know the battle plan, but they know the public doesn't check that out. So, but we're able to give it to the public. That could really mess up their operation.
We saw bank failure 1.0. It was Silicon Valley, Credit Suisse, First Republic, Silvergate Bank. I mean, all of those.
That was just a tremor before the bank failure.
Yes, I think bank failures 2.0 is coming. I mean, just last week, the CEO of Citigroup, you know, the third largest bank in North America, said we're laying off 10% of our workforce. So the CEO of Citigroup last week basically said we're laying off 10% of our workforce. That's over 20,000 people. Well, why would a bank in a high interest rate environment, you think, oh, they're more profitable, they're making so much money? No, they are not. Because when most of America is living hand to mouth, month to month, paycheck to paycheck, and interest rates keep going up and inflation keeps going up, they can't live. So they're taking more money out of the bank than they're putting in. And there's delinquencies. A series of delinquencies leads to default.
So it's a bank run in slow motion.
Yeah, and I think the bigger bank run is still coming. The one that we saw in March of last year was Silicon Valley Bank.
So that's my question. What are the different ways this can kind of unravel?
So I think first there's a bank run. People start to pull their money out. Then that creates crisis. Now they think, oh, if my bank isn't safe, which is should be the safest money that we have, it's a bank for crying out loud. You have this view of your assets in a bank vault, you know, full of like hundreds just sitting in this vault. That's not the reality. When you deposit money into a bank, it's basically a security instrument. The bank then goes and invests that in companies and stocks and bonds and mutual funds and everything else. Same thing you would, except on a larger scale. But after the crisis of 2007 to 2009, they changed the way that banks deal with money. So most people don't realize this, but you don't own the money that you have in the bank. They do. So in 2009, they came up with a concept called beneficial ownership, meaning you gave up your ownership of your deposits to the bank. So we hear the term bail-in, right? Or bailouts, right? Bail-in is when you would...
And the last time that was done was like 15, 16 years ago. In some areas of Europe, they would just grab money out of your bank account.
Correct. But they can do that legally. This isn't something that's brand new.
So that's in the FDIC regulations, right?
Yeah. So, yes, it's under the Universal Commercial Code. I think it's 133-1 or something like that, where they changed ownership of your assets to them. It's now collateral. So they can use your assets that you think are yours.
It's all debt instruments.
It's all debt instruments. You gave it to them. So if they need the money to pay off a debt, the derivatives debt, like after 2009, they can, and they don't have to ask you. So your money is no longer yours in the bank. If a crisis is so bad that you can't pay your rent, you can't pay your mortgage, you can't feed your kids, you can't live. So at times of crisis, which happens to be happening during an election year, people will say, okay, this is so bad. Banks are shutting down, all this economic failure. We'll give you what you want. Government, just we'll give you away our freedoms. Just take care of us. Make sure that we can still feed our family. This is what's happening right now, right in front of us. And people don't understand, central bank digital currency is not the savior of the world. It's awful. See, they're marketing it as, hey, we can stop drug trafficking. We can stop human trafficking. We can stop
money laundering.
Meanwhile,
they run all that.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't want that garbage around either. But the flip side of it is...
Oh, it's total crap. Well, you know, make all your houses glass in case you might do something wrong. But their houses aren't glass. It's to control us.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Well, I've known who Kirk Elliott is for a while, and his research is just spot on. And so I've invited him to be in studio with us. He sent me a giant synopsis and a breakdown of the economy and predictions and what's happening in the world. We really appreciate him being in studio with us here today. Dr. Elliott has been safeguarding clients' assets with precious metals for over 21 years. His firm, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, serves over 18,000 clients all over the world and in every... You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com. Elliott has been safeguarding clients' assets with precious metals for over 21 years. His firm, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, serves over 18,000 clients all over the world and in every state, and has also reallocated billions of client assets into precious metals. And boy, was that a good move in the last few years. He follows the personal and business philosophy of people over profit by focusing 100% liquid on low-cost bullion, gold, or silver, and educating investors as why and how they invest to minimize risk and maximize returns safely in a world where our political, economic, and personal religious freedoms are eroded. Dr. Elliott has earned two PhDs, one in public policy administration focusing on monetary economics, and the second PhD in theology. Dr. Elliott lives in Denver with his wife and children. K-E-P-M, KEPM.com/gold, KEPM.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900. And, you know, he approached us about 6 months ago, wanted to be a sponsor. And I said, wow, I've actually seen his videos before, and I've actually told my crew I wanted to get him on as a guest. So I said, sure, be a sponsor, but we want to get you on the show as just a guy breaking down what's happening in the world. So I think he's dead on and knows a lot of stuff I don't even know, and a lot of things people don't know out there. So last time he was on for like over an hour and a half, he never even really talked about his company or what he's doing. But I do want to tell people it is a extremely smart move to get into precious metals. And the thing to do is the bullion, gold, and silver. That is where you are getting a great deal, and he is the place to go. And so he didn't even want to plug that up front, but I'm doing it because he's a great sponsor. KEPM.com/gold. K is all caps, KEMP.com/gold. And you can also call that number, and his great team of experts will talk to you and discuss things with you. But again, he's here as a guest. And so, Kirk, we're going to go to break in a few minutes because I heard those important promos. But then we'll have over an hour to talk with each other about this when we come back. We're on the same page because I just got your list of topics this morning. I was already planning to talk about the fall of Rome. We're simpatico because that's exactly where you wanted to go first. So give us a little snapshot of what's coming up in your presentation.
Well, I heard you talking earlier on in the show kind of how this is the end game. Right? The things that are happening politically. Well, economically, politically, socially, spiritually, America's in this downfall. We have amazingly shocking parallels with the fall of Rome in America today. We're going to go over the budget. I want to go over the U.S. budget that Biden put together and just show you how we're way worse than Rome was. We've got bank failures. We've got...
If you look at the graph of debt since he got in, it's going straight up.
Oh, straight up. It's through the roof. The viewers will be shocked as to how much we've actually accumulated in just this year. Just in 2023, it was so bad that we did triple the amount of what took 204 years prior to accumulate. I mean, this is just bad. So we're going to go over that. We're going to go over central bank digital currency, which I believe is their end game, the timeline, not just what I think, but taking it out of the words for the Bank for International Settlements, the World for Economic Forum, like what you were going over, they're meeting right now to learn how to destroy us.
And let's be clear. the Chi-Com government, the German government, the Swiss government, University of Texas, they're all very, very quietly hoarding gold.
Mm-hmm.
And because they know that when we go into this hyperinflation, that's going to be king.
Yeah. They've already got their plan B established. It's possibly their plan A.
So all the listeners know, and I should have pulled this up, but I know it's in your report here. Anybody can type in U.S. monetization of debt, U.S. debt. And as he said, Biden gets in. It's more money created than ever existed before in just the last 3 years. There's no way to hide that inflation. So their statement that inflation isn't a problem, we all know that's a lie.
It's a lie. I don't know how they're going to get out of it. And even their own cooked numbers, their own cooked inflationary numbers, they said, oh, we can pause interest rates and then we're going to lower them next year because we've won this war against inflation. No, they haven't. They haven't. Our wallets will tell us that. And this is their
problem. Oh, yeah.
This is their problem. There's really no escaping this. And this is why this is an endgame moment. But like any endgame moment, the battle is at the city gates right now, right? Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. And this is why it's so intense.
That's why it's so intense. As Lenin said, evil God, he was right. There are decades where nothing happens. There are weeks where decades happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now in that point. All right, you do a great presentation. I'm going to try to shut up and just let you roll. When we come back, everybody, tune in. Tell your friends and family, tune in now. This is going to be life-saving information. Stay with us. All right, the British government, the Swedish government, the German government, all the documents are public and public statements say prepare for war. That's their plan to get us to accept all of these huge changes, the end of the old monetary system and the new central bank digital currencies. The mark of the beast system, that's the only way to describe it. It's the only thing you can call it. That's what it is. All right, Kirk Elliott, multiple PhD, expert on what's happening. I totally think your analysis is dead on. But you brought the receipts. You've got the numbers here. Let's start with your presentation now.
So first, you know, what's happening to America has been seen before in history with the fall of Rome. I mean, truly, it has. And so as I was doing some research on this, it's like, what are some of the factors that caused Rome to fall? Number one, they had civil wars, right? They had faction fought against faction to get control of the huge, basically, state apparatus and all of its public loot. Well, we're seeing that in America.
The internal fights is what weakened it, just like we see now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Number two, there was mass corruption. No further explanation needed. We have that everywhere. Huge bureaucracy, high taxes, burdensome regulations. Businesses were called upon to support the growing body of public parasites, right? But here's the big thing. One third of the citizens of Rome were getting government payments, and basically Rome crumbled under the weight of those entitlements. One third. So as I was looking through...
Rome invented welfare.
Yeah, they invented welfare. Yeah, absolutely. So I was looking at Biden's budget. You go to whitehouse.gov. You can look at the budget. Go to table S3, where it actually goes through everything. It just summarizes everything. This is really, really creepy, Alex. So you go to 2024. You look at mandatory programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, other mandatory programs like food stamps, women, infant, children programs, just basically the handouts and the entitlements. Now, Social Security is not an entitlement. It's a mandatory payment, right? You pay into something your whole life. You better get it, the benefit, right? But you try to take that away and you've got a mutiny on your hands. So you can't take it away. So it's really easy to give. It's really hard to take away. So that's not going away. But you add those up on this. Summary table, $3.916 trillion in just mandatory payments. How much do we bring in as a country? Well, our total receipts, our federal tax revenues, are $4.72 trillion. So that comes to 83%, not one third like when Rome fell. 83% is Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, women, infant, children programs, food stamps. 83% of everything we bring in. Now, you add to that the interest on our federal debt.
Well, it's like 47% of service now, right?
Yeah, it's bonkers because we have $34 trillion worth of federal debt. The interest payments estimated on the budget are $796 billion. However, the real numbers just came out. We're pushing a trillion. So when we bring in 4.7, right, and we're spending $1 trillion a year in just interest-only payments, that's just a complete waste. Well, that's over 20%. So you add up mandatory payments, welfare and entitlements, plus the interest payments, it's 99.8% of everything we bring in as a nation. It's basically 100%. So how then do we fund our defense budget? How about infrastructure? How about running the country?
And by the way, the IMF and World Bank have done this to a bunch of third world countries. They even admit this is a known plan to capture a country. So they've now maneuvered us to the point of total insolvency.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, it's so as I look throughout history, whenever a country's debt is basically equal to their gross domestic product, that country ceases to exist in its existing form.
Weimar Republic, Germany, Zimbabwe, Africa.
Yeah. Argentina, Venezuela, right? There's either a change in political structure, meaning they go from a republic or a democracy to a dictatorship the other way, or you have a complete change.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Where are they going to be put? Yeah, let me look at this.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, sadly, that looks like downtown Denver. It looks like downtown any big city in America. As I walk to the office, I mean, earlier last week, I was walking to the office, and some guy tried to get my backpack, punched me in the head, and now my eye is, like, all, you know, swollen. But I won. Just punched him back. But this is the world that we're living in right now, where it's economic fallout, economic mayhem always brings social disruption. And that's where we're headed in this country, because now how do you get out of that? How do the governments try to get out of this? Well, you debase the currency. So go back to Rome, right? Like on this picture on the screen, Rome is burning. Well, the denarius, their currency at the time, was once 94% silver. Well, back then they kept shaving off the edges of it, right? That was their version of inflation. So by the time that their inflationary cycle was over, that silver denarius coin was only 0.02% silver. That's a decrease of 99.978% of the value of the currency. Well, so check this out. The Federal Reserve started in 1913. Prior to that, we had a currency that was backed by gold. Well, after that, you had the cartel owning bankers of the Federal Reserve, where they actually charged the U.S. Treasury for printing money out of thin air, right? This is a disaster. But since 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. We're no different than the denarius, which was about 99.97%. So here's where we're going down the same fateful path, right? So the writing is on the wall. So in America, so why is it writing on the wall? Well, we're following that same path. America debases its currency just like Rome did. People now want out, but it's becoming increasingly difficult to get out. What do I mean by get out? People want to take their money out of the bank. They want to pull it out because they're afraid of bank failures. They're afraid of their Social Security going away. They're afraid of their 401ks, their IRAs going out. So what happens? What do banks do? I was looking at something that I wrote in 2017. This was before any of the crisis started happening, and I was warning people that banks were going to start restricting withdrawals, they're going to start freezing accounts, they're going to have capital controls. Banks need to keep their money on hand because they're running out. They don't want people to take it out, but people need to take it out to live. This is what happens, and this is why the banking system right now is becoming increasingly unsafe and a dangerous place to
hold
your
money.
And
I want you to go there, but let me just add something here. When I was having Ron Paul on 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 5 years ago, when I was having other economists on, obviously it was already way too much debt. We were way worse than Rome then, but not three times worse than Rome. It wasn't 120-something%. You know, it was 30-40%. We were already at Rome levels, and the globalists didn't have their cashless society, their social credit scores ready, their carbon taxes, their UN treaties to take control of our lives on speech and on our bodies through the pandemic treaties. Now though, they've accelerated and are getting all their I's dotted, all their T's crossed, in their own words, to bring in the new system. And if you look at the IMF, the World Bank, the Club of Rome, all these groups, including the EU and the UN, they admit the old system's coming down. I played the clubs here, and they've admitted we've got to get the new thing ready. It's all going down. So they're not even denying this at policy level. They know the public's like children on average. It doesn't read this. So, yes, things could have gone belly up if they wanted to pull the rug out 10 years ago, 20 years ago. They already had us, but they didn't have the control grid in place for them to be the saviors and get more power. Now it's almost in place. It's like the planets aligning. They're making their move. There's no longer, this is not a prediction. This is a guarantee, folks. that if you take a .357 Magnum and put it to your head and pull the trigger, you're at least going to be brain damaged, probably dead. The bullet's already fired. It already went through. There's no doubt this is going down. Okay, so they can't prop it up anymore. They did it. The new system's here. It's going to be hell, but at least we know what's going on and can get prepared ahead of time.
Yeah, and so how are people trying to prepare? They're trying to pull their money out of the banks. Really, that's only a part of the equation, right?
That just accelerates it.
Oh, yeah, that accelerates it because during COVID, in March of 2020, the Federal Reserve, through Regulation D, what did they do? They basically said, hey, the reserve requirement at banks can go down to zero. Meaning, if you put $100 into your checking account, Alex, or anybody watching, the banks could lend out $100. They didn't have to keep anything on hand. Why did they do that? To stimulate the stinky economy during COVID when nobody was spending money, nobody was earning money, there were shelter-in-place laws, there were companies were closing down because nobody could go out, they couldn't go out to eat, they couldn't do anything. So to try to stimulate the economy, they said, okay, lend out everything, 100%. Well, that caused a cyclical structural problem.
Which was the plan, that's why they did the lockdown.
Which was hugely the plan. So what's the problem? In times of crisis, when people aren't working, there's more withdrawals coming out of the banks than there are deposits. And they had zero capital.
And now people have maxed out their credit cards. That's admitted, like 70% of people. People are living hand to mouth. People can't even afford gas anymore. Meanwhile, Biden tells us the economy's great. What are they positioning us for? And how do you guess, because you've guessed a lot of stuff has come accurate, dead reckon how this is going to unfold?
Well, I think we saw bank failure 1.0. It was Silicon Valley, Credit Suisse, First Republic, Silvergate Bank. I mean, all of those.
That was just a tremor before the bank failure.
Yes, I think bank failures 2.0 is coming. I mean, just last week, the CEO of Citigroup, you know, the second, third largest bank in North America, said we're laying off 10% of our workforce.
By the way, you see me pointing? Those are clips we're going to take out and put on InfoWars and put on Twitter. So just ignore me. But this whole start over on bank failure and what it means and how we're going to put this clip out. Go ahead.
Okay. So the CEO of Citigroup last week basically said we're laying off 10% of our workforce. That's over 20,000 people. Well, why would a bank in a high interest rate environment, you think, oh, they're more profitable. They're making so much money. No, they are not. Because when most of America is living hand-to-mouth, month-to-month, paycheck-to-paycheck, and interest rates keep going up and inflation keeps going up, they can't live. So they're taking more money out of the bank than they're putting in, and there's delinquencies. A series of delinquencies leads to default.
So it's a bank run in slow motion.
Yeah, and I think the bigger bank run is still coming. The one that we saw in March of last year was Silicon Valley Bank.
So that's my question. What are the different ways this can kind of unravel?
So I think first there's a bank run. People start to pull their money out. Then that creates crisis. Now they think, oh, if my bank isn't safe, which is should be the safest money that we have, it's a bank for crying out loud. You have this view of your assets in a bank vault, you know, full of like hundreds just sitting in this vault. That's not the reality. When you deposit money into a bank, it's basically a security instrument. The bank then goes and invests that in companies and stocks and bonds and mutual funds and everything else. Same thing you would, except on a larger scale. But after the crisis of 2007 to 2009, they changed the way that banks deal with money. So most people don't realize this, but you don't own the money that you have in the bank. They do. So in 2009, they came up with a concept called beneficial ownership, meaning you gave up your ownership of your deposits to the bank. So we hear the term bail-in, right? Or bailouts, right? Bail-in is when you would...
And the last time that was done was like 15, 16 years ago. In some areas of Europe, they would just grab money out of your bank account.
Correct. But they can do that legally. This isn't something that's brand new.
So that's in the FDIC regulations, right?
Yeah. So, yes, it's under...
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Legally, this isn't something that's brand new.
So that's in the FDIC regulations, right?
Yeah. So yes, it's under the Universal Commercial Code. I think it's 133-1 or something like that, where they changed ownership of your assets to them. It's now collateral, so they can use your assets that you think are yours.
It's all debt instruments.
It's all debt instruments. You gave it to them, so if they need the money to pay off a debt, the derivatives debt, like after 2009, they can, and they don't have to ask you. So your money is no longer yours in the bank. That's devastating. When people would realize that, it's going to cause a run, because the banks should be the safest asset that people have. So if that's not safe, well, I foresee the next step is a run on the stock market, a run on all their other investments, because it's like, we don't trust anything anymore.
And why are they then positioning themselves for that? to make us bring in the new system. When, oh my God, the stock market went down by half, the banks are runs. Don't worry, we have a new digital currency, as the EU says. It's ready. Just download this. It's all fixed.
Well, okay, so to answer that, I could ask you a question. Let's say we know what they're saying. I have a timeline that we're going to go over on central bank digital currency and how it's been implemented and how it's come in, not even sneakily. They don't hide in the shadows anymore. They tell us exactly what they're going to do. Exactly. So.
By the way, I want that up front in the whole interview because we're live right now, but posted one will get even more views. Exactly. That's what's so frustrating. If you study it, you know the battle plan, but they know the public doesn't check that out. So, but we're able to give it to the public. That could really mess up their operation.
Oh, it could, because if I were to say, hey, Alex, I'm with the Bank for International Settlements. I'm with the IMF, and we have this plan. We have this plan where we're going to disallow you from buying or selling if we don't like your ideology. Most of these globalists don't like your ideology. They don't like mine.
They've already debanked me. They've already no.
Yeah. But if they were to say, "Hey, we're not going to let you take money out of the bank, buy or sell with whom you want, what you want, when you want," you would say, "No, we're not in for this." Right? Did they know most of the world would say that? Nobody wants that kind of big brother spyware on your bank account, the ability to cut you off from buying or selling because. Every evangelical Catholic that I know says, Kirk, this is Revelation
13. They've got to get you to opt into it during a crisis.
Yes. So how would you give that up, your ability to buy or sell, if a crisis is so bad that you can't pay your rent, you can't pay your mortgage, you can't feed your kids, you can't live? So at times of crisis, which happens to be happening during an election year, people will say, okay, this is so bad. Banks are shutting down. All this economic failure. We'll give you what you want. Government just will give you away our freedoms. Just take care of us. Make sure that we can still feed our family. This is what's happening right now, right in front of us. And people don't understand. Central bank digital currency is not the savior of the world. It's awful. See, they're marketing it as, hey, we can stop drug trafficking. We can stop human trafficking. We can stop
money laundering.
Meanwhile,
they run all that.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't want that garbage around either. But the flip side of it is...
Oh, it's total crap. Well, you know, make all your houses glass in case you might do something wrong, but their houses aren't glass. It's to control us.
It's absolutely... This is not meant to fix a system. This is meant to have complete people control over all of us.
Build back better. Get rid of the old system. Factory reset. Bring in the new.
Yeah. So what's been happening over the last year... So actually over the last 3 years, let's even go back a little bit farther. So banks failing are kind of big stories. Everybody talks about it. You would talk about it. I'd talk about it. Nobody talks about it if a branch closes up. Like, let's say you're walking down the street to go for
coffee. And the banks are quietly closing in slow motion.
Yeah, in fast motion, but nobody cares because if you're walking down the street to go for coffee.
No, not agree, but not in one day. So it's like. It's like a million miles an hour, not a trillion miles an hour.
Correct. Yeah. So if you go down, let's say you banked at PNC Bank and you're walking down the street to the coffee shop and it's like, oh man, my PNC Bank has plywood on the windows. It's closed. You think, all right, well, that's sad. Now I have to go 3 miles down the street to the next branch. Nobody cares about a branch closing. But what if in 2023, over 2,000 branches closed. 2022, over 2,000 branches closed. 2021, over 2,000 branches closed. That's 6,000 bank branches that have closed over the last
because three they don't
years.
Need worms on the line. They've got us all in debt. Now they're getting rid of the cheese on the mousetrap because we're already in the mousetrap.
Correct. So that doesn't make a story, but it should.
You're right. There are bank closings and bank. Closing branches everywhere. In fact, I've had that experience trying to go to the bank. It's like they closed them.
Yeah. So what is that the equivalent of? When a company starts to run out of money, what do? They start to lay people off. They start to cut their expenses because they want to survive. A branch closing is the equivalent of banks trying to save on their
expenses. All right, Kirk Elliott, stay there. Hour number three straight ahead. We'll get into the CBDCs. We'll get into the cashless society. What's going to unfold next? Stay with us. KEPM.com. Kirk Elliott's our guest, financial expert, PhD on this stuff. Really smart guy. I've been wanting him on for a long time. Finally got him on. He's in studio with us for the second deal. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it. So give us a prelude now in part two about what you're about to cover. Then we'll go through the rest of it when we come back.
So we're going to cover the timeline of central bank digital currency, because a lot of people think this has just come upon us like recently. No, it hasn't. This has been worked on for a while. So going back to like August of 2019, this all started with a Federal Reserve docket where they talked about it. The FOMC, they talked about this. And then there was a patent by Visa, you know, our credit card, right? So that was, I'm going to go over that, which is pretty scary stuff of what they wanted, right? So then you have Biden signed Executive Order 14067 that said, hey, and this was in 2022, that said, we're going to have central bank digital currency here in America. And then we start, then it becomes the full-on assault. World Economic Forum, Bank for International Settlements, Project Icebreaker, Project Aurora. We've got the United Nations talking about their end game, which is the blueprint for a future monetary system. They talked about that in June of 2023. Well, what's the future dates that are going to be coming up? September 15th of 2024. Right. This is when they want all of this implemented. Not my words. It's not me speculating about any of this. It's their own words. And you know what? It's going to happen when they say that it's going to happen, because they're the ones that are in charge. Now, it doesn't mean that we have to settle for all of that. Right. Because there's different things that are starting to happen, which are going to be incredible as things like states like Texas, like Oklahoma, wanting to have an option with a state chartered central bank that's backed by gold to really counteract this federal system. And this is what the founding fathers envisioned, right? And under a federalist type system. Federalism doesn't mean you give all power to the federal government. That's not what it means. Federalism means separation of powers. So in a world where you have states, right? Like we have states in the United States. If a state can do something, then the feds can't. See, this is federalism. And if the states can't do something, then the federalists can. So what can the federal government do that states can't? Well, like a national defense. You know, states can have state militias and so forth, but not a national defense. Can states start a bank? Sure. They absolutely can start a bank. So therefore, the feds shouldn't be able to. And this is what states like Texas and Oklahoma are already starting to do. This is what other states have already passed legislation to make gold legal tender in those states like Louisiana, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Utah. I mean, there's a host of states that are now going down this road. And this is exciting. And this should make the founding fathers actually very excited, right? Because they're saying, yes, finally. We never wanted or envisioned a country. We warned against it, where money creation would be in the hands of a central bank, right? They wanted money creation to be in the hands of Congress. And even greater than that, like in states, because if states can do it, then the feds should not. Another great example of this would be like the Department of Education. No reason in the world why we should have a national Department of Education when states know the needs of their kids in school districts and schools better than a national government ever could.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You can go to a farmer's market, you can go anywhere, nobody knows that you're spending money if you use paper, but they can track everything if it's digital. So to bring in a digital system, they have to get rid of the old. They're getting rid of their private based currency. Now, it goes a little bit further. 323 of 2020, HR 6321. Okay, Maxine Waters is responsible for this one. So, financial protections and assistance for Americans, consumers, states, businesses, and vulnerable populations act. This is what this is called. So, what is it? It's direct stimulus payments for families, for renters, for homeowners.
Social credit score, universal basic income.
Correct. It's exactly what it is. Now, what is required for that? Number one, a digital dollar. Number two, a digital dollar wallet. Number three, a member bank that will actually accept digital dollars. So here's the thing. If you want to receive the government stimulus, you have to have a digital dollar. There is no other option. Now, extend that out a little bit further. If you want Social Security, well, they've already passed a bill that says if you want stimulus, what about Social Security? What about government pensions? What about any kind of government payment, retirement, anything? If you want it, you have to be part of that beast system.
And it's already.
So, you know, as I read through the Bible as a kid and as an adult, it's like, how in the world could this Antichrist and the Mark of the Beast happen? People know that it was coming. Well, Even Christians.
And you have a degree in theology on top of you.
Yeah. So in this sense, it's like, oh, it clicked. It makes sense. Even Christians, if they say, I don't get my retirement, I don't get any payments unless I take the system. Well, I guess I might as well take the system, right?
So this is revelation actually happening.
I believe that it is. Yeah, I mean, if it looks like a duck, smells like a duck, walks like a duck, it's probably a duck, right?
Right,
I mean,
right.
And these are in their own words. The ability to cut you off from buying or selling if they don't like your ideology. I don't know what else it is. So then...
Because they say... To control behavior, ideology. Wow.
Yeah. So then here's where it starts to actually, the rubber hits the road. March 6th of 2022, Executive Order 14067, Biden penned it, right? It's basically that says we're going to have central bank digital currency in America. March 29th, 2022, they start to talk about the ideology. Dr. Pippa Malmgren at the World Government Forum in Abu Dhabi, what did she say? She said programmable money is the core of central bank digital currency. Programmable, meaning if we don't like you, we can flip the switch so you can't actually have your money. That's what programmable money means. Then you go to March of 2023, the United Nations, our common agenda policy brief, right? So here's where the UN General Secretary says, I propose that the General Assembly provide the Secretary General and the United Nations system with a standing authority to convene and operationalize automatically an emergency platform in the event of a future complex global shock of sufficient scale, severity, and reach.
Wow, they're telling you we're going to use a crisis to do this.
Correct.
Jump one train from one track to the next.
Yes.
And then blow up the old track.
Yeah, they just said, so what was that first crisis? COVID. What's the second crisis? Bank failure. What's the third crisis? Something worse than
war
on a health scale or war.
Civil
right?
War.
I mean, so here's
a new
where
COVID, yeah.
They tell us. I mean, they tell us what could trigger.
That's what's crazy is they always act like they're the adults at the big table at Thanksgiving. We're the little kids. That's why I'm so, listeners go, how does Jones know this? Well, is he one of them? No, they write white papers. Like Operation Lockstep in 2010 told the whole plan for the COVID takeover.
Yeah, I research like you do. It's like I'm not making stuff up. I just read what they say.
Please, people, I'm not that special.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're hardworking and we know how to read it. But, I mean, Dr. Elliott here, he's just telling you, here it is.
Yeah.
He's reading their documents.
So you go to the next paragraph in this agenda policy brief. What could trigger the emergency authority? A major climatic event, a future pandemic risk, a global digital connectivity disruption, a major event in outer space, and a generic unforeseen risk like a
that's
like
a solar flare. The solar flare is the outer space still.
Yeah. So
what's
so
your high for the daylight's out of.
So here's where it says at the end of it. It also states that while the emergency authority would have an initial finite lifespan, the UN could be able to extend it indefinitely.
Oh, a permanent UN emergency. Yep. Oh, my God. That's the headline for the show. Financial expert exposes UN documents or documents UN planning permanent financial emergency to establish Mark of the Beast. What do we call this interview? Because the headline's everything. Like, they're literally the UN wargaming a permanent emergency global Mark of the Beast. Or how would you?
I mean, they're proud about it. They're
saying we're going to use these emergencies to bring in a cashless society that controls every aspect of your life and tells you where you spend the money.
And separate you from your money. Exactly right. That's what they're telling us. And they're going to use a crisis to get us to that point. So we willingly give up those freedoms. Now, March 6th of 2023, Bank for International Settlements, Project Icebreaker. Go to BIS.org and look it up. So the ability to not authorize bank wires if the use of funds doesn't match up with their ideology. There they said it.
The ESGs.
Yes. May 31st of 2023, Bank for International Settlements Project Aurora. Real-time transaction monitoring of all transactions of all people, of all banks in every country. Why do they need
that's
that?
That's from the UN.
No, that's from the Bank for International Settlements.
Which is on top of it.
Correct. So they're saying we need real-time transaction monitoring. Why? To see if your ideology matches up with that. Why? Because they can cut off wires from bank to bank if they don't like you. Why? Because if your social credit score, if your ESG, if your digital social profile doesn't match up like what Dr. Pippa Malmgren said, we can shut you off with
so this is a financial dictatorship.
Financial Dick Cheney.
Run by AI.
Yes. Now, here's where it gets even creepier, Alex. I feel like the old cheesy, you know, game show host, like, okay, behind door number three, there's even more.
But it gets worse.
It does. So June 20th of 2023, blueprint for the future monetary system, improving the old, enabling the new, a unified ledger, meaning all of your assets. See, this goes back to
surveilled in one spot in lifetime.
Yeah, tokenization is
total
what this is
rape
called.
Of your privacy.
So all of your mutual funds, all of your checking accounts, savings accounts, all of your brokerage accounts, tokenized, pack it into one packet where they can flip of a switch, change ownership. That's what a unified ledger is. So,
and just like they've been caught with the derivatives of selling mortgages 100 times, they're going to do all this.
Well, and so they can. And even a house, if you had a house paid for, do you really think you own the house in America if you have it paid for?
Oh, they sold it.
No.
So their answer, instead of going to prison because they secretly sold your house even though you own it, is to just say under international law we can do it.
Yeah. So
under a UN emergency.
Under a UN emergency. Well, not even. Here's
UN emergency to confiscate all bank accounts, create mark of the beast system. I don't even know why. I mean, it's just, it's fantabulous.
It's wild. But let's say you didn't pay your property tax. You own your house, but you don't pay your property tax. What happens? It goes to a tax auction lien. And somebody could buy your house from underneath you, and you lose the title to it because you don't technically own it. Well, what if they say the only way to pay your taxes is through this mark of the beast system? You say, I'm not going to participate in that system. Well, then you might lose your house. I mean, this is where it gets crazy. So they gave the future timeline here, Alex. September 15th of 2024, in these documents, they say the global vision for the future where biometric ID is tied to all bank accounts. That is their deadline.
So they're planning it right before the election.
Right before the election.
Wow.
Crazy, right? And they planned this a long time ago. September 22nd through 24th of this year, again, right before they're going to have this big confab somewhere, probably in China. UN Pact for the Future. This is where the globalists are going to share their commenced plan to save the world from who knows what, right? So this is where. How do they get this done? They have to kick the U.S. dollar out of the sandbox, right? The U.S. dollar is still the world's reserve currency. All international settlements of oil, the petrodollar, are traded in
U.S. dollars.
And
people think they'll never do it. No, they'll do it for this.
Oh,
this
yeah.
gives them total control.
See, they don't.
And the same bankers will control this that control the dollar.
Yeah.
So people think, oh, they won't do that. The dollar's their power. No, they're going to their real power.
Well, and you stated this earlier in the show when you were showing the UN creepo who was saying Trump is going to end the global order, right? He's going to make it real difficult. The U.S. dollar is still the dominant currency. We have been since 1944 when we were the world's reserve currency.
Bretton Woods.
But this is diminishing on August 22nd through August 24th when the BRICS nations met in South Africa. They did one thing, and Putin said it. He said, I'm going to de-dollarize the world. It's my objective, and it's irreversible. Well, how do they do that? Because those are fighting words there. They added United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Argentina to the BRICS nations starting January 1st, so just 2 weeks ago. So now 70% of the world's population is trading in some currency other than the U.S. dollar. We have lost our demand for currency. Therefore, we're going to have to print our way out of it. We go into an inflationary spiral. They're going to have to raise rates to slow down that inflation. This is just economics 101 type.
And they're
going to
need a global crisis of expanded war, new viruses, race war as the pretext to make us behave.
Yes, and a pretext for us to say, okay, we'll give you what you want. We'll give you our freedoms. Take care of us. So how do you protect yourself from that? This is what I've been shouting from the rooftops for decades.
You read my mind.
Tangible assets.
Gold, silver, yes. Guns, friends, family, a relationship with God, knowing people you can trust, land. But in the future, and all the governments know this, they're buying, I know private people in government, they're all buying gold and silver. They've been hoarding it. Why is that?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.